Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at the process of change, about the times that change is most likely, and some of the steps that you might go through to make a sustainable change in life. So the first stage that they talk about is called pre-contemplation, and that's that I'm not even thinking about making a change in life. I'm happy with things the way they are. I don't want things to be different, or even if the idea of things being different is there, it's not important enough for me to even be considering making things so. The second stage is contemplation, where we actually start the process of thinking cognitively, spending a bit of time thinking about the pros and cons of changing versus staying the same. What would the benefits of change be? What would be added to my life in terms of value? And then we make a decision. We make a decision to continue onward and make a change, or to stay the same and go back to not thinking about changing things. Once we make that decision, we move into the preparation stage, and this is the recipe part. If I am going to make a change, what would be my essential ingredients? What would the process that I would need to put in place to allow this change to occur for me? And this is a good place to be at this time of year, thinking about goals for 2018. The next stage is then putting that plan into action and actually making the change a reality. It's a very active stage. It might be very behavioral. If you're talking about wanting to get fit, that would be the actions of joining the gym and looking at your exercise regime, looking at your diet, all of those kind of things. Not surprisingly then, the next step, one of the latter stages of this process, is actually maintaining the change. This is a model of sustainable change, and any change that we make, we have to be able to have the right formula and the right ingredients to be able to keep making that change over time a part of our life and a part of our reality. Otherwise, what often happens is we have a really big burst of energy, but we're unable to sustain that. The last step is actually having a slip back into old patterns of behavior, and that's a step called lapse or relapse. And relapse is also something that we need to guard against in the change process, being aware of the people, the places, and things where we're likely to take a step backwards and retreat back into those old behaviors. I guess it's also really important to know that change doesn't occur in a vacuum. And so the more people we can include in our change process, whether that be joining a group of people, connecting with someone that's got a similar goal, or even just telling a loved one about our plans to make this change or set this goal, gives us the type of social support that help us to make this change a reality. Being accountable to other people, even just letting people know what you'd like to do, what you'd like to make different, makes you more accountable to yourself, and it makes the process of change a lot more real. And it's really, really surprising just how much that can help us be motivated, and that accountability can really force us into action in a really helpful way. Look, the other thing is that wherever it occurs, I think change is a really courageous act. And wherever we do make any changes in life, that's asking us to live a different version of ourselves. And that's a really courageous thing. And I think it can be a really challenging thing. And I think it's really important that when we do make changes, however small they are, we celebrate the fact that we've engaged, the fact that we've made that change. And we reward ourselves in an appropriate way as well, because that also helps us to stay motivated and to keep engaging with the change process and moving forward. So, be the change you want to see this week with Mind Games.